Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Heinz Mayonnaise. You may forget what happened three seasons ago on that show everyone's talking about, but you'll never forget a delicious BLT made with unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise. Slather it onto a mouth-watering turkey club, mix it into a luscious garlic aioli, or layer it on a thick cheddar cheeseburger, and because of the unforgettable creaminess, hours later you'll be telling everyone within earshot just how good it was. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups, Mayo Chip, Mayo Q, Mayo Must, and Cranch. Want to get the inside track on the exceptional people behind your favorite series, films, documentaries, and specials? There's no better guide than Krista Smith. For years, she was Vanity Fair's ambassador to Hollywood. Now, her new Netflix podcast, Present Company with Krista Smith, brings you candid conversations with actors, creatives, and authorities across the spectrum, from Renee Zellweger to Mary J. Blige, Brené Brown, and Jason Bateman. Search for Present Company with Krista Smith wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug loves movies.
Oh, I see. I bring it in low-key. You guys follow up with more low-key. Yeah, take a seat, young lady. You know how I am about promptness. Clearly you don't know. But we're coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California. We are surviving the quakes. I missed all of them. I was out of town, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. I didn't know that was going to be one of the perks of going on the road, is missing out on the earthquakes. It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, and I got to ask, do we have four or more name tags tonight? It looks like we do. Looks like we have seven. Seven name tags. That's perfect. One of them's a ghost. Thanks for doing that. Doug plugs. Tomorrow night, it might be sold out. I'm doing this year's Dabs Day show at Laughs in Tucson, Arizona. This Saturday, July 13th, Doug Loves Movies is out in Burbank at Flappers. I know you guys like to come to the show here, but consider that because it's going to be an intimate, not unlike this one. Should be a good chance to get your name tag picked. July 17th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the American Comedy Company for our annual Comic-Con edition of Doug Loves Movies. And July 27th, Doug Loves Movies returns maybe for the last time. We don't know what the situation is with the Punchline in San Francisco. And that's at 420. For all my dates and deeds and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Wallet!
Shh. Somebody said wallet instead of caca because wallet was too exciting. looking too much forward to it. I brought a bunch of stuff for the prize bag tonight. I thought you guys deserved some cool shit. And now I've coughed all over it. So it's really worth something. We got Sir Kensington's condiments. It's like a ketchup and a mustard, maybe a mayonnaise. I don't use any of that stuff on the burger on the plane. We got from Cincinnati a book called The City View of Cincinnati. Could be a view of Lexington across the river. We got a select snack box from, this is Choice Menu, you guys. It's got some amazing stuff in it that I didn't even open it. It's got cookie bites, gummy bears, crispy square, corn snack. Whatever that means. Fruit and nut mix and chocolate pumpkin seeds. It's like, I think it's like two little seeds that have chocolate on them. But anyway, all that's in there, plus a Doug Loves Movies sticker and from Rockin' Pins, a Doug Benson pin. Plus the stuff brought by my four guests. Please give it up for Chad Opitz, Erica Rhodes, Doug Millard, and Carlos Rodriguez. These are four return guests on the program, so you were right to give them so much respect through your continued applause. Let's meet them individually, starting with the man on the far end over there. It's Chad Opitz, everybody.
Hello.
San Francisco comedy phenom, first time on the show here in Los Angeles. Are you intimidated, Chad?
I'm terrified, Doug.
Right? This is what a formidable group I've assembled to take you down.
Oh, my goodness.
With your San Francisco bullshit. But I should mention that I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco. Perhaps for the last time. What have you heard lately, Chad, about the closing of the San Francisco Punchline? Is it? It's in flux, right?
I think.
Are
it
we
is...
not allowed to say that?
Well, it don't matter now. So I think it might be donezo. I'm optimistic.
It's supposed to maybe close in August, but
like a month. Yeah.
But I'm excited to get one more Doug Loves Movies in there in case it does. If it doesn't, that's good too.
Mm-hmm. You're a force of positivity, sir.
Yeah. Some big corporation bought this, you know, is buying the land that it's on.
Yeah, a company called Google.
Yeah, just go ahead and build a skyscraper over the Punchline. It'll just be in the bottom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be an acai bowl place, I think. That suck.
Well, thanks, Chad, for all your all your positive thoughts.
Sorry.
And let's say hello to the man next to you, Mr. Doug Millard, everybody.
Yay!
Hello. I forgot I had a mic.
Mostly here because my girlfriend loves his dog, and we demanded that the dog come to the show.
Yeah, Penny's pretty great. I get
Can Penny make an appearance on the stage, you think? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. She's...
I don't think they know that if they're backstage, I don't think they know that we're asking for that.
Wait, watch this.
There's no way that's going to work.
But how cool would that have been?
That'd be some Rin Tin Tin shit right there.
Damn.
That would have been amazing. But of course that's not going to work.
Penny!
They don't even have the sound on the show in the green room. It's just the visual. So they might look up and see us flailing wildly if we did that.
Pet, where's the camera?
Penny,
which way?
Bring that
way?
Penny out. Anyway, yeah. They're having a blast back there. That dog's a goddamn delight. What's Penny's Instagram called?
At the luckiest Penny. She's got about 40,000 more followers than I do. Oh, there she! I hear her jingling.
Uh-oh, it's happening. It's happening. She's trying to
there
come through the
is.
Door. Oh, she's loose in the crowd. Carotid arteries are being bitten into.
Penny.
The place is
Penny.
Going crazy. Penny's trying to go out the door. Smart dog.
Penny.
Penny's making a run for it. Penny, come here.
Penny, come here. Penny, come
Penny,
here.
Penny, for your
Penny.
Thoughts.
Penny, come here. This is
Come
probably
on,
a bit
Penny.
Over.
Penny!
Yay!
Good girl.
What a cutie. Okay.
That dog has a little time for everybody.
Yes.
Like that dog is very...
What a star.
Yay, Penny! Do a trick now, Penny.
Penny, do a tight five.
Yeah. Answer some movie trivia, Penny.
Should I take her... back or do you want
I guess so but that was an amazing cameo.
I mean, she
did a great job. Penny, 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 Penny. She can't even walk, she's so excited by all this Penny attention. Dogs know their own names, that's for sure. We just proved it. Well, sorry for the delay in introducing you. It's Erica Rhodes, everybody. Yay. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really too good. Too well, to be honest with you.
I don't know if I remember how to play the games.
Oh, that's all right. I don't
okay.
remember how to...
do anything.
I don't remember how to run the games. No, I'll talk you through it and,
okay.
you know, keep it pretty simple when Doug Millard is on, so you should be in good shape. He's not a big movie trivia guy. He's, you know, when you have a dog like that, why are you watching movie credits?
What's Penny named after? Is Penny named after Penny from Forrest Gump?
That's Jenny. Jenny, or...
See, I'm already so bad at this.
Or so Penny good. Penny from Almost Famous.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Penny Lane.
That's what I meant.
From the Beatles song.
Yes.
But what's she named after?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just the kennel. She was going to be put down. She was like a few hours away, and she was named Penelope, and we went with Penny.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Wait, what did that have to do with her being put down?
Oh, I was just that.
Oh, you were just saying the name wasn't based on that.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, from the kennel that almost put her down.
Okay.
And by put down, it just means they gather the dogs and insult them.
Yeah. It's a roast.
Penny, your breath is terrible. It smells like copper.
Yeah. It's a roast.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Roast of all the dogs.
Can I guess why the dog's named Penny?
Yeah.
After Penny Marshall, because that dog's in a league of its own.
Oh.
Wow. I knew I was setting someone up.
That was a big joke. Also joining us and laughing harder at what I just said than anyone else in the room. That's why he's here. It's Carlos Rodriguez, everybody. Yeah, it's all, you know, everyone here has been on the show before. Some remember it better than others. But I think you're all going to do great. Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't know if anyone on the panel heard about this, but during the Del Close Marathon that just happened recently here, I was supposed to do a 420 Doug Loves Movies with cast members from Veep and... Jessica McKenna from Off Book. Did anybody end up watching the show that they did without me? Yeah, I couldn't make it here, so they did a show anyway. They did like an improv show because, you know, show must go on or whatever. But I didn't get a chance to play all the games that I prepared for that particular panel and that particular show. So I'm just going to go ahead and play those games today, and it's probably bad news for all of you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes, you know. But we'll get to that in a second. First, I have to ask everybody what the last movie they saw was. Chad, what was the last movie you saw?
Today, I went to go see the new Child's Play movie.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
It's still in theaters?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I liked most of it, yeah.
Most of it. So, like, the ending's bad?
I didn't like the ending.
It's hard to land the ending on this horror movies, especially when it's a reboot. And,
yeah.
And Chucky sort of has to survive at the end, right? Because they want to keep doing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Mark Hamill was great as the voice.
He's a good Chucky voice.
He's a good voice.
He's a good Joker in the in the animated Batmans, right? Mm-hmm. So that matches up okay.
Yeah. There's a guy in the movie that looks startlingly like Jack Black.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh.
It's like I was like, "Oh, that's Jack Black." But it's not Jack Black.
Weird.
It's very alarming.
So like a young
that was the most scary thing in the movie.
He's a very creepy character, and I was like, Jack Black wouldn't do this. what are you doing, Jack Black?
Like a younger Jack Black though, or a guy that's Jack Black's current age?
Kind of more current age.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
It's very similar looking man.
I hope Jack continues to get roles. This guy doesn't take his parts.
Yeah.
He's probably missing out on being in this movie. What about you, Doug? What was the last movie you saw? You got a dog sitter, and then you went and saw you went and saw what?
I saw John Wick 3 a couple times.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Oh, do you think your dog would like it?
Oh, yeah, because
it's got so much great dog stuff in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't want to spoil too much, but ball biting.
Yeah,
a lot of testicles.
Yeah, no, there's dogs that are just like they're nut connoisseurs in the movie. They like really go for the nuts and really just hang in there and just keep chomping away. It's impressive.
I want to see, you know, they have that Keanu Reeves behind the scenes video of him with guns. I want to see the dogs biting balls behind the scenes.
Yeah, like practicing.
Cool. Yeah.
The guy being like, I'm not doing that again. I want to have a family.
Don't want to hit too close to home for somebody.
Joining us for the 50th time.
Me?
Erica Rhodes, everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be even more painful.
Give it up.
Yay!
Give it up.
Was I too subtle in that introduction? You guys were like, oh, you're just having a conversation.
Like, they're like, we have no idea
about
who
who's here. We're going through and we're applauding for everyone, giving them all individual attention. Erica has probably been on the show three times. Probably more in that range.
One of them
maybe I oversold it. That's the problem. Yeah. Maybe I should have
undersell
given her,
me. Pretend
shouldn't
it's
have
my
given
first
her such
time.
A big wind up, but thanks for being back here.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. You've got an album that's on the charts.
Yeah.
The comedy album charts. The album is called Sweet Lemons.
Sad Lemon.
Sad Lemon.
Close.
Damn
enough.
It, I was so close. I'm so proud of getting the lemon part right. But yeah, get her new album. And also say hello, everybody, to Carlos Rodriguez. Oh, that's what happened is I already did all of that. Jesus Christ.
That's why I looked at that dude, he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Listen, you guys, this is the show where I just introduce everybody over and over again.
It's like Memento.
Joining us for the 50th time, it's Chad Opitz, everybody. We also got to talk prize bag. I'm all over the place. But who's up next for the last movie they saw?
I
Erica. Yeah. Yes. Applaud for her. Yeah, that was so weird when I said her name and nobody applauded. I was like, damn. What is going on, you guys? No reason to pick favorites. Just because somebody has a cute dog. All right, last movie you saw, Erica. I'm going to get this together.
Green Book.
Why?
I was on the plane.
Okay.
And I heard it won something.
It did. It won Best Picture.
Won Best Picture,
because
right?
It was the best picture that everyone can agree was okay. Like, that's what the Academy Awards is now. The way the balloting works for Best Picture is it's just the least objectionable, which is funny because it's very objectionable if you like, you know, how, you know, race wars aren't over.
Yeah.
Thanks to one driver who decides to be tolerant.
Right. Yeah, they think it's very unique to have the black guy teaching the white guy stuff.
Yeah.
That was the big twist.
Yeah, white guy learning, like, that, you know, maybe black people aren't so bad after all. And we should share a hoagie together.
And they,
So, like, it was funny, the Daily Show in there for your consideration, billboards around L.A. said, don't green book this. Which is pretty funny.
That was the slogan they had?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Vote for this. Don't green book it. Like, don't make the wrong choice.
Oh, come on. That doesn't make any sense. The green book was where they couldn't stay together in a hotel. Right? The green book was a list of where
it was
they
a guide
stay.
To hotels where you know he could stay, the black guy could stay.
But the other guy could not.
No, he could stay there because he's white.
Oh.
He could stay wherever he wants.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Wait,
I thought he couldn't stay with him.
Oh. No, they didn't want.
I love how we're discussing race in like an all white room. I'm like the only minority.
We don't even know what the movie was about.
Who are you talking to? Me? Or Carlos?
I was just saying it as a statement. Like, does anyone know what it was about?
It was about race relations being solved by one driver who learned to stop being racist.
I thought it was about classical music.
I saw the Green Lantern. It was pretty good.
Same theme, basically.
Yes, same thing.
Carlos, what about you? I hope you've seen Green Book as well, because then you could tell us
what it's about.
I saw Green Book, and it's about teaching the white man how to cook. Because that's pretty much what it was. He was just like, yeah, remember that? He was like, yo, man, put salt. Salt makes you. Oh, we know that was reverse. Yeah, because Viggo Morrison told him, like, this is horrible. No, I forgot.
He was teaching him to eat fried chicken.
Yeah.
He's like, you like chicken. He's like, I don't like chicken. He's like, no, you love chicken. He's like, actually, I do.
And he liked it. Yeah, yeah. And he taught him
nerve
not to
of that goddamn movie, a white guy teaching a black guy about fried
about
chicken.
About fried chicken.
That is really rough.
Well, I saw something really racist. I saw Spider-Man. It was great. I didn't see it. It's like it's racist.
Called,
like,
what's it called? Fly home, fly away home.
Yeah, far from home.
Far from home.
Far from home. I saw Spider-Man and I snuck in a Toy Story 4. Ooh. Yeah.
Why did people woo because they're so angry at Pixar? Yeah, fuck them. Sneak in. They don't deserve your money just for coming up with Forky.
Yeah. I didn't like 4. I wasn't a fan. I think they should have ended it at 3.
Well, I mean, I think they should have ended it at 2.
Really at 2?
Honestly, yeah. Ended at 2 and erase 1. Just pretend 2.
Oh, you like 2 that much?
It's the only one. Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, because the animation in 1, like the people characters look terrible. But they sort of fixed it in 2. And then 3 was just like, he's throwing away his toys again. Like, how many times is he gonna fucking throw his toys away?
This fucking kid Andy don't appreciate shit.
Part 4, they're like, oh no, Forky is missing. Who gives a fuck about Forky? Forky is the Dobby of the Toy Story series, and I haven't even seen it. Don't you moan for Dobby just because he died. All right, some people are like, what? Dobby died? I'm a little behind. I'm up to Goblet of Fire. All right. So I asked everybody, prize bag. What do you got for the prize bag, Chad?
Oh, man. I took a trip to the old Dollar Tree. And I got an at-home marijuana drug test. Just so... It's easy to use. It's 98% accurate, it says.
It's to test and see if your marijuana's any good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's like, am I high? I don't know until this puppy lets me know.
What is it, a mirror?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I pregnant with a pot, baby? Maybe. I'm going to pee on a stick to find out.
I love it. It says, read results in 5 minutes. Do not read results after more than 5 minutes. So you know it's going to be good. And because if you are high, then you're going to enjoy this perfect size for one cake. It's a Duncan Hines cake for one.
Ew.
Cake for one.
And I've never seen this before.
From the dollar store?
The ingredients. You will need a mug. You have to have a mug. You can't do this in anything else for some reason. So it's a perfect cake for one.
You got a mug next, right?
Shut up! Fuck! Cowtails minis. I think those are tasty.
Oh, they love those.
For a dollar.
And, that was a hit.
This is my favorite. This is a knockoff brand Spam called Luncheon Loaf.
Oh, my God.
And there's a lesser Spam?
Yeah! And it says classic.
Classic.
It's a classic taste. Luncheon loaf.
I hope you were high when you bought these.
I was.
I bet you that's good.
And it says fitting lifestyle.
Classic.
What kind of lifestyle it is, I don't know.
It's like
know.
When they say giant ice cream sandwich.
Damn. All right, pass all of that stuff down to
me.
I'm very excited for all of it. I might keep some of it.
You should.
I might eat some of it. What do you have, Doug?
I brought this really scary record, The Wizard of Oz. Spelled A-H-S.
There's no reason for any of what's happening there.
There's clowns for some reason, and these people on the back. It's promotional copy, not for sale. It's the real deal.
Wow.
And then I brought my first album on compact disc, because I can't get rid of these. Fart Safari. And then I brought my latest album on digital download card, Fart Safari 2, Fart Harder.
Oh, shit.
So,
hell yeah.
There you go. And a mug.
Thank God.
I didn't bring a mug.
For the
and of course, I'm giving away my dog at the end.
Yeah.
Oh!
There you go, Doug.
Thank you. I recently had a cowtail for the first time in somewhere in Ohio. And now I'm super into cowtails. I didn't know that I would encounter one so soon.
They're good. Yeah.
Where'd you get these, Doug?
Oh, no.
Chad.
I got a classic
Chad,
place
where
called
did, where
the Dollar
you,
Tree.
Where'd you get these from, Doug?
The Dollar Tree.
Oh, these were the Dollar Thing?
Yeah. Everything's from the Dollar Tree.
Okay.
What are they made out of? What is it?
Cowtails.
Cowtails, yeah.
I think it's caramel and...
Cream
or something like that.
It'd be much weirder if you were just tearing into that can of fake Spam.
Yeah. Crack open that loaf.
I gotta get into it, you guys. I see it. I love it. But yeah, I'm into these cowtails. What do you have, Erica?
I didn't bring as much as you guys. I brought, let's see. These look like pot type things. I don't know what this is. It says...
It says cookies. So.
It contains cannabis.
Oh,
okay. What is it, though? Will you tell me? I don't know.
I didn't bring as much.
I'm
I just brought
sober
the best
7 years
stuff.
Today, so.
I don't know. It's some pot. It's
new to
some pot-related thing.
It's like a pre-roll.
Oh, it's a pre-roll.
It's a pre-roll.
There you go.
Okay.
We're like cavemen. We're like.
Yeah, I know nothing. I just got it. I got this. Somebody gave it to me, and I don't really smoke, so.
Yeah. No, you're doing the right thing here.
Okay, yeah. Oh, did that just go to you directly? Now this is another thing that's pot related. It says blackberry kush indica hybrid of some sort of CBD fancy thing.
Yeah,
that's an air freshener.
Yeah, it's from.
What is it?
Nah,
what is it? I don't know.
It's the real.
It's really good stuff. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, they need the.
apparently, it's.
They
real.
Need the pen that attaches to it. Yeah. But,
oh shoot! I didn't bring that.
But they'll figure
it out.
It'll
make you repeat your podcast.
They'll have one.
Can they use it?
They'll be able to find one.
Pen?
They'll track it down.
I mean, I have the pen, so maybe they can just DM me.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, I have it. At
You're
home.
The most DMable comedian in the
so
world.
I am so DMable.
She will respond to your DMs,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, within seconds.
Yeah.
And then I brought a Billy Collins poetry book.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, because just saying a Billy Collins didn't narrow it down for me. But Billy Collins does good poetry.
I brought yes, he's a very good poet.
Excellent poet.
It's called "The Rain in Portugal." Sorry, there's water on. Okay, it's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
He's a famous poet. He's a New York poet. All right. Very good poet. Do you read poetry?
Not really.
Okay. Well, someone will. Wow, that just brought... I mean, you guys love the cowtails. Everyone went crazy for the cowtails. No, poetry. Not a hit.
I'm already reading one of the poems, and it feels like it's from the point of view of a dog.
That's perfect.
Can we get Penny back out here?
Yeah.
Have Penny translate.
Just remember what Penny looked like and Penny saying this. I have no need for a biscuit. A chew toy or two bowls on a stand. No desire to investigate a shrub or sleep on an oval mat by the door. But sometimes waiting at a light, I start to identify with the blonde lab with his head out the rear window of the station wagon idling next to me. Oh, it's a guy relating to a dog.
Wow, it's perfect.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy Collins, for all of those cherished words.
That was really cool how you came with that on the fly. Like, you just made all that up, like, just out of nowhere.
No, it's in here. No, that's the kind of bullshit that's in here. Some guy imagining the thoughts of a lab in a car. He's just sticking his head out the window because it feels good. No reason to overthink it.
The next line is, I'm so excited my red lipstick penis is... Never mind, that got too weird.
Is that about your dog?
You don't say that about Penny.
I like how and scene.
Yeah, it's really quiet.
We got all the prize bag stuff, right?
Now here we go.
Oh, Carlos.
Yeah, you forgot about. Well, first you didn't forget it.
I had to forget something else.
All right, they fucked up my order at a Starbucks. So
perfect.
They gave me you can get your a free Starbucks, whatever you want. So put doubles and triples in it. So that's good.
It's a free Starbucks whatever you want card.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was recently in, I was doing the underground in Seattle, and I caught an A's versus Seattle game, and they had a bobblehead. So I got a bobblehead for you. And,
whoa.
That's cool.
And it's an old school one. It's Fred Hutchinson, who was,
fucking Hutch?
Yeah. So a big Hutch. So he was a manager. He played back in the 60s and stuff like that, and he died of cancer, the first one. And no, not the first one. I'm just fucking around. But his brother was his surgeon, and he has one of the biggest cancer research centers in Seattle. So Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. So boom, me too. I don't know. Is it? Oh no, it's a, and I know someone too. Isn't that what's the cancer thing? You know, and one and two. You guys remember that campaign? Oh, you guys aren't that woke here? Okay, fucking, I see. There's a campaign. You know what I'm talking about?
I know there's like a campaign I heard about. It's called Cancer Could Suck My Dick.
Yeah.
But I don't think that one got out there. I don't think that one.
Let's start that hashtag up.
Widespread attention. But yeah, but we trust you that it's something.
Someone Google.
You're talking about something real.
Not a good campaign if nobody's heard of it.
I know. It was the baseball game. You would have to stand up. And I don't know. You guys.
Oh, stand up for cancer?
Is that what it was? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like you're into cancer. I think it should be take a knee against cancer.
Are you talking about the seventh inning stretch?
Oh, yeah.
You stand up.
Yeah, that's just a normal thing they do in every game. It's not for cancer. All right.
Well, it should be.
This is the part where I say, let the games begin. We got not a lot of name tags, but we do have some name tags.
Oh,
one of them's
we
a
pick
ghost.
One, right? We
yeah,
pick
you
one?
Go pick one. Choose a name tag you want to play for. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Wolverine, The Last Trail. Marvel just released season 2 of their award-winning scripted podcast, Wolverine, The Lost Trail, for free. Yeah, you heard me, for free. If you're a Marvel or Wolverine fan, you have got to check this out. This season picks up where season one left off. Wolverine is headed to New Orleans in search of redemption. As he follows a trail of clues through the bayou, he encounters biker gangs, a mutant called Gambit, and a world full of dark wonders. The podcast stars Richard Armitage as Wolverine. You might remember him from The Hobbit, Hannibal, Castlevania. Listen to Wolverine, The Lost Trail, for free in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Oh. All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Chad?
I'm playing for Ghosts of Melississippi. And there's a goddamn ghost on it. And James Woods, who's also scary. So
that's super fun that she took a movie about racism and then attached a spook to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty clever and inspirational.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
What's her name again?
Melississippi.
Cute. Good job, Melississippi. Who you got, Doug?
I went real simple, but it's just Pulp Christian, and that's you as Uma Thurman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
That's on a ripped out piece of paper.
he drew that 5 minutes ago.
All right, who are you playing for, Erica?
All About Yvonne. And she put alcohol all over hers.
Do you like that?
I like it.
Do you want all that alcohol?
I would like it. I prefer that to marijuana.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and take all those bottles.
Okay.
Got a couple of vodkas and what's that other one over there? A Hennessy?
Gin, vodka. Mm-hmm. Lots of vodka.
What is this one over here, though? It's like kind of a bottle, but it looks like it ran over by a car.
Yeah, this is a pocket shot.
Oh.
So like
that doesn't sound good.
Nope. No.
That sounds like something Cosby would offer you.
Yeah, that looks
The shot from the pocket is the best place to get. Okay, I'll stop.
But also Betty Davis and I have the same birthday.
Oh yeah, do you have the same eyes?
What's same that? Birthday.
What day's that?
February 12th.
April 5th.
Well, that was a great guess, though.
Yeah. Really? What if it was right?
Really great guess.
Everyone would have been very impressed if you were right. Okay, so who you played for, Carlos?
I'm playing for Free Will T.
What?
It's the Free Willy poster, but Will he put T. the last initial
oh,
T,
shit.
Will
and then,
T.
The shirt? And then I got a shirt.
There's a shirt,
the shirt
that
it.
Says Will on it.
Will.
Yeah, I don't know what that adds, really.
Do you keep the shirt?
Reinforces the shirt? That his name is Will.
Oh, yeah, you said I could keep the shirt, right?
Oh, you'd wear that shirt?
I would, to throw people off.
Wait, read.
Oh, I get it. It's a Will T, because his name is Will T.
That's clever.
Why does it have a reference to the...
Yeah, that's going to blow up, dude. That's going to... We're going to sell so many Will T's.
Boom.
Where do they go to get those?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's like my house. Roll by my crib and get a Will T. But that's he's going to wear his proudly. Carlos loves it.
Yeah, I'm going to rock that.
Yeah, people say, why does it say that on your shirt? And you could say to people, because I want you to put me in your will.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. I just thought of it.
I know, that was fun.
All right, we're going to start with a new game. We did a coin flip backstage to determine who would go first, and Erica won. We didn't really do that, but...
I was like, when did we do that?
Like, wait, when did we do that?
It sounded pretty good.
Uh-oh.
Sounded pretty good. So, Erica goes first.
Uh-oh.
And the game we're going to play is called Glenn Close... Did I mention to you guys that I was supposed to be at the Del Close Marathon? I was supposed to be at a marathon for this great improvisation teacher who inspired the Upright Citizens Brigade, who started this theater, and he's an amazing actor, and he was in a few films, and his name is Del Close. So this game is Glenn Close, Del Close, or neither. And I will name a movie, okay. Erica, okay. And you tell me if it's got
Del Close,
Glenn Close, or neither. And if you get it right, you get a point. If you miss, it'll move on to Doug and then to Chad and then Carlos.
Okay.
And this is just for the people on stage. No audience guesses, please. The first one up, Del Close, Glenn Close, or neither. The film... is called
neither.
Oh, I like a pre-guess.
Yeah.
But you might want to hear the actual.
Okay, fine.
The film is called American Graffiti. Was Glenn Close in that, or Del Close, or neither?
Del Close.
Del Close is correct. Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Erica's on the board with one point.
Phew.
Yeah. Now we go. We start this next one with Doug. Doug, the motion picture is called Thief. Thief.
I'm going to go Del Close as well.
All right. That's an interesting move, but that is correct. Del Close.
Oh.
Del Close. So Doug's got a point. Here we go, Chad. The film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Glenn Close, Del Close, or neither?
Del Close.
That is correct.
What?
Very good.
Weird. All yeah. Dominating.
I think this is just called Del Close.
That's the name of the game?
Yeah.
But what if the answer isn't Del Close?
Well, then I'll change my name, the name of the game.
All right, so where are we now? Is it Carlos?
Introducing the game.
It's Carlos's.
Fam, fam, fam. It just keeps getting
Carlos's yes. Turn. The film is Light of Day.
Light of Day. I'm going to go with Glenn Close.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Erica.
What's the name of it again?
Light of Day. Does that have Del Close or
and,
neither?
And you said what? I said Glenn.
He went Glenn.
I went Glenn.
I'm going to say neither.
Incorrect.
Doug. It's going to be Doug. Love it.
What do you say, Doug?
Warren. No. Del Close.
That is correct. Doug gets a point. Doug is racing into the lead with 2 points. Chad gets to go first on this next one. The movie is called The Big Town.
Big Town.
Big Town.
It's a porn.
Oh, The Big Town.
DG or N? Del Glenn or neither?
Del Close.
That is correct.
Yeah! Whoa! Yeah!
It's called Del Close.
It's just
Del Close.
All right, Carlos.
I'm gonna go pre-guess. I'm gonna go pre-guess.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Del Close.
Okay, the movie is The Blob from 1988, and you are right.
Yeah.
Carlos is on the board. The motion picture, Erica, is called Fat Man and Little Boy.
Del Close.
That is right.
Getting way easier.
I thought that was Little Glenn Boy. For sure.
Doug, next of kin.
I'll go Glenn.
No.
God damn it.
What were you thinking?
Why did Chad? He's got to cheat the pressure.
Pressure.
Next of kin, Chad.
I'm going Del Close.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. He's got to change it at some point.
I don't think so.
Okay. Carlos. A League of Their Own.
Who are the people?
Glenn Close, Del Close, or neither?
I'm gonna say neither.
No.
Shit.
Don't you get it by now?
Erica.
Del Close.
That is correct. It's Del Close. She's running away with this thing. Doug, Mommy's Boy.
Del Close.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's Del Close.
It might be Mommy's Day. I can't read my own writing.
It's a movie called Mommy's Day.
Gets another point.
I remember Glenn Close and Grandma's Boy.
I still can't see his face.
Chad.
Me neither. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, I'm like.
The Untouchables, Chad.
Del Close.
That's right. All right, let's add it up here. Chad wins with 4 points. Here's one more for you, Chad, just for fun. Which one was it neither Glenn or Del in the movie Hook?
Glenn Close.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. All right, so that means that Chad gets to go first in a round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I will tell Chad the tagline from a famous motion picture, and then he will guess what movie that is. If he can't think of it or guess is wrong, we move on to the next player.
Is it a Del Close joint?
Who will be,
yeah.
Who will be Doug?
Del Close.
I don't know. We'll see. No, I should remind you that the guests on that episode were Sam Richardson, Matt Walsh, and Clea DuVall from Veep, and Jessica McKenna from the Off Book podcast. The show that never happened, but we're talking about it anyway. Who do I say goes first?
Chad.
Chad won that yeah. Last thing. All right, Chad, what movie had the tagline, Easy Tiger?
Sounds like something Mary Jane would say to Peter Parker.
Mm.
Easy Tiger. Fuck.
I mean, if Mary Jane has no understanding of how of the animal kingdom.
Easy Tiger.
She thinks the spider is a tiger.
Easy Tiger. Save the Tiger?
Oh, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Good guess though, I guess. Doug.
Was that Crouching Tigers, Hidden Dragons? 100%.
That's not what that's called, but still a fun guess. Erica?
Is it Bringing Up Baby?
No. Another great guess. Carlos?
A Lion King.
No.
We're all
That'd be
eliminated.
Really weird.
Easy Tiger.
Easy the
tiger.
Lion King.
And I said it so confident too.
Back like, off, like, Tiger. This is the Lion King. Yeah, sit this one out, Tiger. No, the correct answer to that was one of the taglines for a motion picture called The Hangover.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Featuring Matt Walsh. Wow. So that would have been really fun to slip that one by him.
Oh yeah, he would have got.
I think he might
guessed.
Not have recognized it. No, I think that's what happens with actors. You know, he's busy, does a lot of movies, probably several with tigers. Plus, you know, he's not that self-centered, so he doesn't think it's necessarily about himself. All right, we'll start with Chad again. These two opposites attract, but everyone's trying to keep them apart.
That's a tagline?
Yep. Ever see a romantic comedy? Because that's the description.
So that movie with Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg? Remember when they were fucking?
Oh, what was that?
That was wild.
Made in America? Yeah, Made in America. America with what, Will Smith two? was their baby.
Was he?
No. Oh. They had a daughter that was a girl, and Will Smith was trying to get in her pants, and they were like, I don't know.
These two opposites attract, and everyone's trying to keep them apart?
Mm-hmm.
These two belong together?
I mean, it's basically... I mean, I might as well just say it right now. It's Romeo and Juliet.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah, no, that's not the answer.
Oh, okay. Wait, what? That wasn't the answer?
That's the classic one where that happened.
That's where
But then there's been a million movies ever since that steal that concept.
Forces of Nature?
These two are just opposites. They're not even different families or different sides of the tracks. They're just opposites. Yeah. She likes to read. He likes to fucking not read.
That's the opposite.
Yeah.
I already blew my guess. I said Forces of Nature.
All right, Doug.
Oof. It's probably not Batman and Robin. They're too similar. Fuck. I'm just going to go Con Air. I know that's not
it. I see it.
It's a terrific guess. Erica, I think you're on the right wavelength here.
Oh, it's closer to Romeo and Juliet?
I think you'll figure it out.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I take it back.
It's a rom-com. Mm-hmm. It's a rom-com. Can you just read it one more time for us?
These two opposites attract, but everything's trying to keep them apart.
these two
sounds like Volcano or something.
These two, it's not 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, but that's a great guess.
Darn.
That is a good guess.
It's in the ballpark. What do you think there, Carlos?
I think it's Wall-E. Yeah, right.
They're not. It doesn't say people. It just says these two opposites.
Yeah, and they're
these two different robots. But no, it is human beings. It's a classic teen comedy romance. She's All That.
She's All That.
All right. Back to Chad. This tagline is tricky. It's just, if anyone asks.
If anyone asks.
I know, right? Does that make
anyone
any
asks?
Sense?
Oh, my God.
If anyone asks.
Shut the fuck up.
If anyone asks what?
Yeah, keep out of it. The movie.
I keep out of it.
if anyone asks.
The quiet
anyone
place.
Asks. If that's really the tagline?
Anyone asks, yes.
Anyone asks.
Well, I mean, once you hear the title, it's going to make perfect sense.
Oh, no.
It's until then that everyone is perplexed and
if anyone
entertained.
Asks.
If anyone asks, doodly doot doot.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, that's a good guess. Not correct. Oh. Doug?
Shit.
If anyone asks.
If anyone asks.
The Human Centipede.
Into the Wild. That's
no.
kind of...
But that's it. That is nothing. What happened to that guy, if anyone asked.
Nobody asked.
He went
that
into
was
the
problem.
Wild.
He went missing.
No
he was able
asked.
To get away with it because no one was asking.
Yeah.
What do you think, Erica, if anyone asks?
I feel like ask might be in the title.
Oh.
Is that correct? Ask something?
I married an ask murderer.
If anyone asks, ask me, ask your mothers, you know, something. If anyone asks. I keep wanting to change it to... Never mind. I keep wanting to fill it in, like, I'm taking a bath. You know, like, if anyone asks, I'm in the bath.
Right.
But
that'd be a great title for a movie and tagline for that movie.
Yeah. If anyone asks, I'm taking a bath. I'm taking a bath would be a funny title for the movie.
What do you think, Carlos?
Oh, that's not my guess.
Okay. I took all of those words into consideration, and none of them
asks,
were the right answer.
I'm just going to go with...
if anyone asks...
Something about Mary.
Oh, okay.
For no reason.
Yeah.
No? Not a good guess?
I was thinking a good guess would be bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia. If anyone asks.
Pretty good. Yeah, if anyone asks.
If anyone asks, then do that. Carlos, do you have anything?
If anyone asks.
These are tough, you guys.
Yeah. Wait, there's a theme, though. There's got to be a theme. Because
One of the people on the panel is in this movie.
Who's in the movie.
That's the fun.
Oh.
So
he's sneaking it by him. It's not fun tonight.
Don't tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
Really great guess.
Really good guess.
If anyone asks...
Is that it?
Don't tell Mom. So it'll be Mom asking.
If anyone
else asks, why would you tell them that you're not telling Mom?
The babysitter's dead?
Right?
Wait, you said that.
Yeah.
No, if anyone asks, we're the Millers.
Yeah.
We're the Millers. That's a tough one. We've played that one before. Nobody figures that shit out. Ready, Chad?
Yeah.
She's finally getting some good action. Some good action. She's tired of the bad action.
Throw Mama from the train.
Or the non-action.
I was thinking of that for
Doug,
the other one. Yeah,
she's finally getting
I don't know why she would be happy about being thrown from a train.
She's in some weird shit.
Doug.
Hal Stella got her groove back.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good answer. Erica?
Wait, say it again. She's finally getting...
She's finally getting some good action.
She's finally, as opposed to
some
the bad
good
action.
Action.
She's finally getting some good
Jackson
action.
She's getting it. Yeah.
So someone who wasn't getting it and now is getting it.
You know, that's the implication of this tagline.
She's finally getting.
She may never have gotten it.
Bridget Jones died.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah, Carlos?
Not good enough.
it's not the guess.
I'm torn between two of them. Fair game with Cindy Crawford or what's the one with Nick Nolte and Julia Roberts? The fuck was that called? Do you remember that one? I love Trouble.
No.
Oh, no, okay.
I like the way you worked it out, though. No, it was Melissa McCarthy was a desk jockey, and then she got out on the field in the motion picture Spy.
Oh, yeah, that was fine.
Yeah. These things do describe the movie, but they also describe so many other movies. All right, so nobody's got any of these right, so let's... Let's throw one out there that this will be the determining factor in who wins this particular game. I'm just going to say a tagline. All of you guess as often as you like until someone gets it right.
Uh-oh.
All right? Are you ready? Yeah, you don't even have to have a hand on a buzzer. Just start blathering until you say the words I'm looking for.
Okay.
The tagline is, party like your job depends on it.
Christmas office party.
Office.
Chad got Christmas office party.
Office.
You got so close. You probably helped Chad.
Oh man.
No, Chad.
He knew it.
Chad, you were great in those final seasons of The Office, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So
he looks kind of like Clark Duke. Okay, so we're gonna play one more game to determine our winner today. Chad's been like just barreling through everything.
I knew
he gets to go
win.
First again in this last game, and it's called Last Man Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
Now today on Twitter, either no one wrote to me, or I was too lazy to follow through and find out who wrote to me. So, does anyone in the audience just raise your hand if you have a good suggestion for Last Man Stanton? We got a gentleman over here. Casually raising one hand while still holding on to his lady. Are you guys married or dating?
Engaged.
Very nice. How long of an engagement is it?
Two months?
Oh, that's reasonable. Things must be going good. You know what I mean? It's not too far, not too long, not too short.
She's finally getting some good action.
You sounded like Beetlejuice when you said that. What's your name, dude?
Charles.
Charles. Okay. So Charles, give us a suggestion for this game.
Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman. You know what? Normally I'd be like, that's kind of a tough one because, you know, he works a lot, but he's kind of a character actor, what have you. Yeah, it is hard. But I love a challenge. And I love getting the show over with. So, but here's the thing. Each of you has one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once for a little help on the films of Jason Schwartzman. I'm going to play along as something of a spoiler. Chad's going to go first. Then we'll switch the order around. I'll go to me, Carlos, Erica, Doug. We're bookending it with Doug.
I mix him up with someone else.
Right, so be careful about that. You do not want to. I'm curious to know who you mix him up with. But let's start with Chad. The films of Jay Schwartz.
He was just in Wine Country.
Oh, the Netflix movie with...
Boy, you should have
said... I thought it was all ladies in that movie.
And him. All ladies and Jason Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know... He seems pretty woke, so he fits in okay. I'm going to go with, you know, the movie where we all discovered and loved him, Rushmore. I'll take Rushmore off the table. What do you think there, Carlos?
I'm going to say Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to write down Scott P. Save everybody some time.
Oh, Erica. Man, what was that?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh,
it's never too early to go to your lifeline.
Okay, I'll go to my lifeline because I'm just forgetting the name.
Stay in it.
Do I go?
You don't have to go to her. She'll just yell
that's
out
the
to
one.
Darjeeling Limited.
Remember, Darjeeling Limited
was on the tip of your tongue.
It was barely.
Yeah. Doug.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Other one I was gonna do.
That's another good one. That's for sure. Like those are two of the big Schwartzmans, but
and I think we're done.
He's definitely got
we we murdered Jason Schwartzman game.
No, he's got some more. Starting with whatever Chad's
likeable.
About to say.
He's a likable guy.
Isle Chad, of Dogs.
You do what?
Isle of Dogs.
Oh yeah,
Penny.
Me too. Isle of Dogs. Okay, everybody's thinking really hard, so I'll take a second to say this has been a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Stahl.
And then I'm going to go with... I just really relate to this movie since the days when I was one. Shop Girl.
Oh.
He's in that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's the guy. He's the guy that isn't Steve Martin.
He's the guy.
Yeah. It's Claire Danes, Steve Martin.
He's always the guy who isn't Steve Martin.
Ooh, I just thought of another one.
I Heart Huckabees.
Shit.
Carlos is going I Heart Huckabees. That is a good one.
Oh man, this is gonna drive me crazy.
Yeah, this is fun, right?
It's weird how he can be so memorable and yet so forgettable.
Yeah, fuck right? you, by the way, over there. Charles. No.
He's like, I really like him, and I like him in his movies, but then I can't tell you what movies he's done. With that, there's like that hotel one.
Oh, right. What's that called?
What is that? Oh, man. What is the hotel one called?
Hotel Rwanda.
The hotel.
It's not the hotel for dogs.
No. Am I right, though? There's a hotel movie?
It's not the Hotel New Hampshire.
Hotel.
Hotel.
Is it. He's in a hotel. Working
it's
in a
not
hotel.
The Bates Motel.
Oh, does it start with a B?
I wouldn't give that kind of clue.
Buddha, but the
every Jason Schwartz movie is going out of my head listening to this. I had so many backed up on the runway. that we're
Good,
ready
this
to
technique
go.
Works.
Yeah, it really
it
does.
It really works.
Take down everybody else while you while you lose.
The moon. The moon. The
I love this approach to saying words. The stapler, the bell bottoms.
No, she wants a cowtail. She's saying moo.
Can of peas.
The morning.
Thank you, Erica.
Darn it! What is it?
You tried. You really did.
The hotel something.
Who's next?
He's gonna guess.
Doug.
I'll do funny people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chad.
He did a voice in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Of course
he
did. Yeah, Mr. Fox. Are you trying to think of the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes! You did say a B sound. You were trying to help me.
I wasn't, but I did.
Darn it.
Yeah. Carlos?
A movie called Spun?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's an upsetting movie.
Yeah, wow. I had to take a shower after that shit. That was gross.
Yeah.
I just thought of another one.
Tell me.
Oh, no.
Is it me?
Tell Carlos.
Is it me?
You cheaters. Doug?
I'm going to go to Christian.
Christian, in the audience, what do you got?
Moonrise Kingdom? Yes.
Moonrise fucking Kingdom.
That's the other one I almost said.
Son of a bitch.
Darn it.
He did it.
I think I almost said
that. That's impressive. So Doug's still in it. Chad?
I'll go to my lifeline.
Chad's lifeline is... She's going Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. He's in that one?
Yeah.
He's in all of them,
right?
He's in all of those.
Seems like it.
Wes
Seems
Anderson
like he's
movies.
Out there. All right. I'm going to stick my neck out here and say one that people might go, but I'm going to go, He was in a movie called Slackers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to be confused with Richard Linklater's Slacker, singular. Okay.
I'm going to use my my lifeline.
Here we go. Carlos's lifeline.
No, that's Penny. No, I'm going to use my lifeline. Yeah, yeah? You're out!
Oh, you guys, shit.
You guys make me sick. All right, let me see. Damn. Let me cook one real
that's
quick.
Rough.
All right, Jason Schwartzman.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name's son? Adrian's son.
Adrian from the Rocky films, Talia Shire.
Talia Shire's son.
Yeah.
He was also in... Ah, shit.
Was he the baby in Godfather 3?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I think the baby in Godfather 1 was...
Oh, he was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes!
Wow!
Yeah,
Wow, that was out.
Wow!
Impressivo.
You're right.
I don't need his goddamn lifeline.
He believed in you.
I can't believe you have your shirt back.
Lifeline.
I don't want to wear no Will shirt now.
I mean, this is just coming down to he doesn't have too many left, Doug. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Del Close.
That's a good guess, but you're out. Oh, Chad, do you have another one?
Oh, can I come back?
There's one.
Right?
So do I want to say Almost Famous?
No.
He's not out. Yeah. I can't think of any.
He's in
I put all my money on Chad.
Let me give him another one.
Just for fun. I just want to say one more. Just make everybody go, damn.
Like Doug's the fucking man.
He was in You motherfuckers.
Nope, that's not a movie.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the Beatles. Anyway.
Oh, he was in the Beastie Boys video. Does that count?
No.
Yeah, they call it a movie.
No, it doesn't, but Carlos is our winner. Come get your prizes, you unhelpful.
He's in a Netflix movie. I forget what it's called.
Come on down. Here you go, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Do you want your a board back? Or
yeah, you should take his name tag back, too.
Name your tag?
Yeah, it's your lucky Willie T.
Yeah.
Can he keep the t-shirt?
I'll rock it. I'll
Carlos
rock it.
Gets to keep the T-shirt.
I'll rock it. That's a gym
shirt nice.
Right there.
Yeah, that's a real nice item. Let's talk to everybody about their plugs, Chad. Chad Opitz.
Oh, this is the big one for me, buddy.
This is it?
I ain't got nothing big coming up, man.
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter.com/ChadOpitz. And I'm performing all over the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Yeah, come see Chad in shows in the Bay Area, you guys.
ChadOpitz.com. Yeah, I'll be at the San Jose Improv in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. And thanks for coming to see us down here in L.A.
Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate it. Doug Mellard. Yeah. Good applaud for that. Doug, what do you got to plug?
I'll be on the road soon, so just follow me at DougMellard.com. Or, yeah, on Instagram and all that shit. I'm in Austin in like a week and a half, Houston, Dallas, Boulder, some other places, so just find me. And I'm recording Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance, November 17th and 20th at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Nice, I'll be back there soon. Erica Rhodes.
Hey, I'll be at La Jolla Comedy Store this coming weekend. Then I'll be in Houston the 19th and 20th at the Rec Room. And then I'm going to be on the show Bring the Funny. That my episode's at the 30th. July
on NBC.
30th. On NBC.
It's like a last comic standing kind of thing.
Yeah.
And how do you know how well you did on it?
I can't say.
Can't say.
Can't say. But can't say you can watch it.
She's the champion of the of Bring the Funny, but she can't mention it yet.
If anyone asks.
She's not allowed to say how she fucking killed it on there and everyone else went home crying.
Congrats.
To their mamas. Who are the celebrity judges on that? Like Kenan Thompson? Kenan Thompson's one of them.
Chrissy Teigen. Did I say
she knows comedy?
And Jeff Foxworthy.
John Legend's so funny.
Jeff Foxworthy.
He knows
comedy.
He can tell you if you're a redneck or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, I look forward to watching you on there. And Carlos Rodriguez, what do you got to plug, dude?
I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store too at the last weekend of July. And then I'll be in a comedy spot in Phoenix, Arizona the following weekend. And you can follow me on, my website is carlosishelladumb.com. And my Twitter and all that other shit is Carlos Comedy, at Carlos Comedy, yeah.
All right. I forgot to write down one more thing for me to promote, so I'll just repeat. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caca, wallet, shh. And thank you guys for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. And one more time for all of my guests, Chad Opitz, Doug Mellard, Erica Rhodes, Carlos Rodriguez. Oh, I should say, we'll be back here at UCB Franklin 2 weeks from tonight on July 23rd. And as always, positive energy.
Thanks again to our friends over at Heinz Mayonnaise. Heinz Mayonnaise transforms ordinary foods into an unforgettably creamy experience. So leave the boring old blah mayo on the shelf where it belongs and make your next tuna salad sandwich experience an unforgettably creamy one with Heinz Mayonnaise. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups, Mayo Chip, Mayo Q, Mayo Must, and Cranch. Until next time.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in